Current state on 90.5 WKAR, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart will be celebrated tonight at 7:30 at MSU's Fairchild Theater as the College of Music presents its annual Happy Birthday Mozart concert. Woodwind musicians will perform several of Mozart's chamber works, and faculty vocalists will sing arias from three of Mozart's best-known operas, Don Giovanni, The Marriage of Figaro, and Così fan tutti. College of Music professor Marcy Ray will be the concert guide at tonight's Happy Birthday Mozart celebration, providing commentary and insight on Mozart and his librettist, Lorenzo De Ponte. WKAR's Peter Wharf joined Professor Ray in her office late last week to preview tonight's concert.
The story of Don Giovanni had been a farce its entire history. Okay, it had been around for at least 150 years. By the time it got into Mozart and De Ponte's hands, it had always been a farce. So, of course, that's how De Ponte is writing it. And Mozart had already written some of the music, and he wrote it in this really gothic, tragic style. And so they actually had a fight about this. Mozart's like, no, this is a tragic story. This is horrifying. Of course, De Ponte's like, no, it's always been a farce, it's a comedy. So they finally agreed to combine the two elements. And so I think that it's actually approaching some of the gothic that we end up getting in the 19th century with vampires and, you know, Dracula and all this sort of stuff, mummies and whatnot, that there's a lot of the gothic in this, that like we're looking back to our past, the commendatore who comes as a ghost to dinner to say, you know, you must repent for your sins, is that sort of gothic revenant asking us to think about our past. So it's an incredible transitional work where it shows us a lot about comic opera. It shows us a lot about musical rhetoric for serious drama, but it also tells us a lot about that moment, mm-hmm. how it was transitioning from sort of lighthearted comedies for rich people and these deeply troubling images for that period around the French Revolution.
And one of De Ponte's great talents must have been in working with Mozart to help him blend or maybe even reconcile these two sides to humanity and to his own style.
Absolutely. And there's even a lot in the text that can tell us about character. So, for instance, you know a lot about a character's class from the text that they get. How is it? Is it elegant? Is it refined? Is it graceful? Is it reflective? Those kinds of characteristics are always for your upper class characters. You'll mm-hmm. never have a lower class character really reflective about emotion or sort of universal truths. What you'll have instead is a lot of text. So, Gilbert and Sullivan did a nice job with this in Pirates of Penzance. I am the very modern, I'm a modern, you know, brrr, all that kind of stuff. And it's because their speech is not elegant, it's not studied, it seems spontaneous, and also it's very busy, which of course servants are always supposed to be busy. They don't have that kind of leisured lifestyle, so they don't have time to reflect on universal truth. So you can even hear that in the text, and he makes it perfectly clear.
And what's busier in music than that final scene of Don Giovanni with, how many fugues are going at once?
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, and it's actually Don Giovanni is incredibly rich in terms of doing it's intellectual. So fugues is thought to be like the highest art for a composer. So he combines that in the dinner scene. He combines music from some of his contemporaries as well as his own other operas. He's alluding to that. I mean, he was just like he signifies such a rich amount of his musical culture. And he does this in the big ball scene where he's got a minuet going and a contradance going all at the same time to signify the different classes that are dancing and their gestures and who they are. I know that for many of us who love Mozart, Don Giovanni is kind of a pinnacle experience where all his art seems to be laid bare.
That's right. He takes some of his own dance tunes and they collide in almost sort of a pre-Ivesian way in this scene. It's incredible.
Absolutely. And it's perfect for that historical moment when we're about to get to, I mean, we've got the American Revolution, we've got the French Revolution, where indeed literally cultures and classes are colliding, and he's showing that to us in these particular scenes.
I'm talking with Dr. Marcy Ray from the Michigan State University College of Music about the Happy Birthday Mozart concert. Mozart is considered a composer by many who is unsurpassed as an opera composer on so many levels that you're talking about right now. But we do have to make a nod to instrumental music. It is, after all, a Mozart birthday concert, and we are celebrating a wide array of his life and work. But we begin the overture to the concert with one of his last works, and this is an arrangement of one of his final operas, The Magic Flute.
Yeah, so with this one, I think a lot of people have enjoyed some recent or, you know, some interpretations of this work as being somehow revelatory of his association with the Freemasons. Yeah. And so they'll see in it like, okay, there are three flats and there are three chords in the beginning and then, you know, they'll see all these symbols or whatever. And indeed, those might be there. I think in more recent times, we've discovered that there's just a much greater indebtedness to the fairy tale with this, which I think if you know any fairy tales, you'll realize that there are, in fact, some greater connections. But I think especially with the recent sort of Da Vinci Code interest, that we love looking for symbols and things that it can tell us about our past. And so that's one of the fun things, I think, about that overture, is that it does seem to exemplify everything that we're looking for in terms of Masonic, you know, symbols. But the story itself, I think, is much more clearly indebted to the fairy tale.
Marcy Ray is assistant professor of music at the College of Music at Michigan State University. She will be your concert host at the Happy Birthday Mozart concert Monday night at Fairchild Theater at MSU. Professor Ray, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Roth.
And keep in mind that performance will also be broadcast live here on 90.5 FM.